When two of the state's top lawmakers were found guilty of corruption and dethroned last year, reformers hoped it would change the culture in Albany. And then, rather than wait for a general election in the fall, Governor Cuomo decided to fill those vacant positions with a special election this spring. As WNYC Stephen Nesson reports, this murky process has good government groups up in arms.
One vote, one person. Lovely idea. Sounds like democracy. But in Albany, where 25% of all state lawmakers first got elected in a special election, and where more than 30 have left office since 2000 due to criminal charges or ethical misconduct, there's a reason John Stewart once referred to the Capitol as a fetid box of Whitman's chocolates.
This tastes like State Senator Montserrat's domestic violence issues. With a federal mail fraud ganache and just a hint of conspiracy charges nougat.
So how does one get to Albany? Exhibit A, the special election, coming this April in the 65th Assembly District, which includes the Lower East Side, the Financial District, and Chinatown. It's the district that was represented by former Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver for nearly 40 years until his corruption conviction in December. There's smiles and glad-handing on a recent Friday at the Senior Center on Mott Street. One of the candidates, Yulin Yu, wishes seniors a happy Lunar New Year and asks them how they're liking the chicken and vegetable lunch. This district is now 38% Asian, according to the 2010 census, so the Taiwanese-born Yu could have an advantage. But she's a Democrat who's not running as a Democrat, which puts her at a disadvantage.
I think that the only fair thing for people to do is be able to reach out, knock on doors, work hard, talk to people, get people to know who they're voting for. I will say that, I was not encouraged to do that by certain clubs.
Ah, the clubs. Let's take a step back and explain. On Super Bowl Sunday, 186 civic-minded volunteers from the district gathered at a community center on East Broadway to select someone to fill Silver's seat. Because the special election rules don't allow for a primary, these 186 people decide who will run on the Democratic line. And even among them, not all votes were equal. Because of the arcane rules, some votes are worth more than others, based on how their election district voted for governor in this last election. Before voting began, the five candidates running delivered speeches, giving the appearance that this was still a wide-open election. Yulin Yu was chief of staff for a Queens assemblyman, but has lived in the financial district for 2 years. She already had the Working Families Party endorsement, but she shattered the illusion of this election by calling it a sham in her speech. The audio was recorded by the Tribeca Trib.
And let's be honest here. This process is not one anyone would have chosen. It does not reflect the diversity of our district, and it is not very democratic.
Then she surprised everyone by rejecting the Democratic line and announcing she would be running on the Working Families line in the special election and would run again in the actual primary in September.
And with this, I am withdrawing from this flawed process. And I look forward to sharing my vision for downtown in April and in September with all those who have no voice.
She came in fourth place. The winner was Alice Cancel, a community board member and district leader, who most recently worked for Comptroller Scott Stringer's office. She won 70% of the vote in what was literally a backroom deal between the district's political clubs, including Silver's club, the Truman Club. I spoke with her by phone as she was traveling to Albany. She vigorously disputed the accusations that she would be a stand-in for Silver.
I have been my own person since I've lived in my community well over 40 years. I have been active. I raised three sons, and I lived in Knickerbocker Village where my son is raising his children.
During the conversation, Cancel's husband, John Quinn, takes the phone. He's a member of the Lower East Side Democrats, a political club.
Do you mind if I say, I was involved in this much more than Alice.
Quinn says Cancel had no interest in the race until members of his club learned Niu was getting support from other clubs in the district, especially, he says, Silver's Truman Club.
Everybody was pushing for, Yulin, who was basically working in Queens, and the community was up in arms. Who is this person?
Quinn says his club controls 38% of the county committee votes.
There were negotiations up to a half an hour before they walked in the door.
Good government groups decry this type of cronyism. They say it makes public officials more indebted to party bosses than voters. Dick Dady is the executive director of the government watchdog group Citizens Union.
is kind of a sad indictment on our political system when Shelley Silver's successor is very close to the political establishment that he is a part of. There is no independence. There is no opportunity for the voters of that district to respond strongly against the corrupt behavior of Shelley Silver. Instead, we're just essentially, this is musical chairs with the same people who are controlling the political power in that district.
So in this special election, the only choice for Democrats who don't want to support the clubhouse candidate is to break rank and vote for someone from another party. Or they can wait until the term expires in September and vote in a real primary. But by then, there'll already be an incumbent on the ballot with 6 months of experience under her belt. For WNYC, I'm Stephen Nesson.